Hello and welcome to episode 60. Oh gosh, it's unbelievable. But you know, I could have gotten to 60 like a long time ago if I didn't take all these long breaks, right? Anyway, we are talking about nurturing intimacy. So, in this episode, we will explore emotional, physical, and intellectual intimacy. We will discuss how each of these contribute to a deeper and fulfilling connection between the partners. I'll also share personal stories. And again, based off research and personal stories, I hope you guys enjoy this. So, key points to know, understand intimacy or understanding intimacy. Intimacy is, for me, I think it's the context of a romantic relationship. It's also the glue to making or creating that strong bond. So, and especially when it comes to strong bond, I'm looking at how you'd make each other happy in the process. We have emotional intimacy. How do you build that emotional intimacy? By experiences that build deep connections. So, for example, a couple that regularly speaks, or a couple that is open books, they have a deeper emotional bond. They also have a deeper emotional connection. And for example, there are so many techniques that you can use. There's an exercise called the 36 questions that lead to love. If you use this exercise, it will help you establish a deeper emotional understanding. Then we have physical intimacy. So physical intimacy is when you hold hands, you hug, you kiss, regular intimacy. Physical touch, we have PDA. I am a lover girl, and I've said this in the previous episodes. If we are walking, going on a dinner date, going to watch a movie or whatever, like if we're not holding hands, I don't feel like we're walking. I don't know if I'm being too extra, and I'm not saying holding hands like 100% of the time. I'm talking about maybe 40%, 50% of the time. Then hugging, I need my hugs every morning, every afternoon, every evening. I don't care. I need my hugs. Then you have to maintain the physical intimacy. So you gotta keep it alive. Like if you're busy, make time. Also explore activities that you can do together. Also, please note, it's not only in the bedroom, it's also outside of the bedroom. But again, don't forget that part. I'm sure you guys are adults, you understand how that works. I'm not gonna talk about ACX, I'm not an ACX therapist. But all I can say is make time for physical connection. That strong physical connection, even when you're busy or during a stressful time. Because I know for some people, if they're feeling stressed, they don't want to be intimate. They want to sit with whatever they're suffering with and then completely disregard their partner, of which they don't realize that being intimate and connecting would actually relieve that stress, and that would leave them feeling much better. When it comes to intellectual intimacy, this is things like shared hobbies, reading books together, discussing current events. That's cute. taking classes together and even, you know, encouraging each other's intellectual growth. So, for example, attending lectures, exploring new hobbies, solving puzzles together. Then you also need to find the balance between different types of intimacy, and you need to adjust to changes over time, because when you meet, when it's like love at first sight, obviously you want to quote one another, you want to get to know each other, you want to get comfortable, you want to have, you want to first read and understand your partner's body language. So you need to keep all of those things in mind so that you don't like cross lines or, you know, cause awkwardness. You just need to find the balance and adjust to changes. Then we have common barriers that actually affect intimacy. And I think what I just said is leading onto this, where you either try too early or maybe delay, or stress, busy schedules. And one biggest culprit is unresolved conflicts. You might be fighting, and then because you're fighting, you don't want to hold hands anymore, you don't want to give each other kisses, you don't want to hug each other. You need to overcome those barriers no matter what. You need to practice forgiveness. You need to also seek professional help if it's like intense or too extreme. Then exercises for enhancing intimacy are like, you know, doing couples yoga, going for a couples massage. My favorite one is couples manis and pedis. I love that. Then it could also be morning coffee together. My favorite. I love also, guys, remember I did say this, I would be daydreaming or reminiscing moments. That's why, like, maybe the change in my speech and my emotions in that particular period, I'll also just be thinking of those moments that I've experienced. Then you also, you know, daily practical tips for just enhancing intimacy is nightly check-ins. And also just making sure you fit the intimacy into your routine. It'll strengthen your bond over time. Then you also need to check out stories from real couples. And I'm talking about maybe your parents, your grandparents. Those are always some of the best people you can talk about, and they will give you answers to how they enhanced their intimacy, how they kept the foundation strong, how they just established their relationship. Today's episode was quite short and intimate, but I'm so happy for reaching this milestone. It's not a race, it's a marathon. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to get to share my opinions, my experiences, and everything else based off research. Thank you.